Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Don't tweet at us because X is the devil. Join our Discord instead. Sports Brewery and Discord. You can give us movie suggestions in there. You can give us your list ideas for the sports podcast when the audio decides to work. You can, I don't know, bullshit with us about the Ducks. You can talk about how the 49ers are injured but keep winning somehow. And Mac Jones, it got a quarterback controversy, and he's definitely going to be the starter when Brock Purdy comes back because, yeah, okay, anyways. You could talk about that if you wanted to. Yeah. Twitch.tv/TSBpod for our Twitch streams, which happen every Thursday-ish. And if you miss them, watch them on YouTube. Okay, our movie this week is your movie, listener. So we did the democratic thing this week. We got a couple of suggestions. We ran a poll, and you guys picked Tango and Cash on, what is it, Tubi?
It's supposed to be on Tubi. Yeah, Tubi.
Tango and Cash.
So I don't know what Tubi is, but apparently Tubi didn't actually have Tango and Cash on it. So the democratic system lost, as per usual. And so what we went with was the second place, which was Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
By the way, Tubi is awesome, by the way.
Cool.
They put a lot of older movies that were like not that big also. So it's, go check it out sometime.
Yeah, I guess I'll just take your word for that. Is it like better than having HBO? Should I like get rid of Max or like, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, if you want to watch cool movies.
Do you not just have Tubi on like as a tile on your TV?
I don't go to my home screen on my TV ever. I just turn my Xbox on and it's got
it. It should be an app on Xbox that you can just add on to. It's free. Okay. So yeah. Yeah.
There's random shit where you're like, that's a fucking banger.
Mm-hmm.
why is this free?
Oh, fair enough. I used to have Pluto.
Similar thing, I believe. Yeah.
They had channels like specifically for one TV show, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the other one, the Amazon one, is Freebie. That's the other thing, yeah.
Not a fan of Freebie.
No, it stinks.
So if you wanted to watch like every episode of Mama's Family or whatever, like
Mama's Family has a Fast channel now, by the way.
Yes.
Banger. It's a banger.
Yes.
Why would you not want to watch that? Okay. So anyway, the movie we actually watched this week is Tokyo Drift. It came out in 2006. It is currently on Netflix. It was suggested to us by MT Booble in the Discord. Tokyo Drift has a 38% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.1 on IMDb, and a 45 on Metacritic.
So, real quick. So Tokyo Drift was the third movie come out.
Yes.
But if you're watching it in the timeline, Tokyo Drift is actually like the seventh movie.
Interesting.
Because Han is in 4, 5, and 6. And
well,
that's
because I thought Han came back, right? Didn't he come back from the dead?
Yes, that's in like 9 and 10.
Okay.
But so he's in 4, 5, and 6, which is the prequels to Tokyo Drift, is why he goes to Japan. There you go.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. But I'm going to give it a pass because it's the Fast and the Furious movies.
Nothing makes sense in the Fast and Furious. I mean, King said that Ludacris and Tyrese went off to the moon or something in space.
Yes, so, yeah. As government agents.
Mm-hmm. Drove a car in space, dude. Yeah. Does Bow Wow ever come back? Like, he doesn't, does he?
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow, big miss. Twinkle.
No,
gotta bring back Twinkle.
Next movie,
bring back Twinkle.
I think it's just Twinkie.
Twinkie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Twinkie. That's right.
Twinkie. It just goes by Twink.
Yeah. Twink. Yeah. Oh, boy.
But I believe... Oh, yeah, I believe...
Does that have a different meaning in 2006? I don't think that...
Yeah. It's the same as it is now.
Yep.
I don't think Lil Bow Wow wants to be called a twink in 2025.
You know, he goes by his government name in IMDb. I was like, that guy is not Bow Wow, because that picture is Bow Wow. I know Bow Wow when I see Bow Wow. And you, sir, are no Bow Wow.
I know Bow Wow.
All right, so this movie, so none of the big guys come back other than, I guess, Vin Diesel right at the end. Yeah. But Paul Walker was like, he was like, not interested in doing these movies ever again. Like after the second one, he was like, "Yeah, I'm done. Done with the Fast and the Furious franchise. Don't want to do anything." So, and Vin Diesel was like shooting,
Well,
like
do you want to?
the Triple X movie or something
Do you
like
want to
that.
know
And
why
so,
he's in this movie? You
well,
want to
he
know why
was he
actually?
well, real quick, he wasn't available for like a full feature, and so they're like, "Okay, we got to go a different way." And so drifting's cool, and so they did drifting, and yeah, hired a brand new
But
cast and all that.
the only reason why he's in this movie is because they screened this movie for people, and people did not like this movie. So they said, "Hey, Vin, can you come in and shoot this 2-minute scene to get you in this movie to try to, get people interested that it all ties in together?" And
Yeah.
Vin said, "No, I don't want to." And they said, "You know what? We will release the Riddick character to you." So that's why he did this movie, so he could get the rights to shoot Riddick. That's the
So
only reason why he was.
Riddick wouldn't exist without this?
Yes.
Wow.
The only reason why he did this movie was to get the
That's
rights to Riddick.
crazy trivia.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And he's in the movie for like 2 minutes.
And also, this is the first time its family is mentioned in the Fast and the Furious series.
Which is the
So,
best trope.
yes. So, I
Yes.
mean, this, everyone, you could hate on this movie all you want. This is a pivotal movie in the franchise.
This movie walks.
Unfortunately, yes.
This movie walked so Ludacris could fly in a
Yes,
car. Like, you
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
And they could fly down, they could drive down dams that are exploding. That's what got us this.
Drive down a dam in a car.
Yeah, because
So
this movie
they
apparently.
could like could pull helicopters with a vehicle.
Yeah, like they tie in Statham's character to this movie, because he's the one that Han's car didn't blow up because of the gasoline. Statham's character put a bomb on his car. That's why his car blew up.
Do we learn
So
that in the
good.
future movies?
Yes, that's in
Oh my
seven.
God, I fucking love this franchise. Holy shit. Like Marvel Cinematic Universe, take a fucking seat. Like this is cinema. Holy shit. So by the way, like cuz the director or the writer, I forget which one it is. Yeah, the writer was a part of Hobbs and Shaw. So the writer of this movie also wrote Hobbs and Shaw and some of the other ones too. So tying in Statham totally makes sense. Like, totally makes sense.
Yeah, I believe it was Kurt Russell's character, who's like the head of, I don't even remember the organization. He gets Han out of there. So that's how he escapes death, because Kurt Russell got him out of there.
So
It's a
Kurt
whole
Russell
thing.
like went in the flaming vehicle and pulled him out before it
He
exploded.
sent someone in there because he knew Statham was blowing up his car. It's a whole thing. It's,
That's an incredible. I need to. I, you know, obviously, clearly, I haven't seen all of the movies.
Yes, it's.
So that, honestly, you might have convinced me to just do that. Like,
It's a good binge.
I
It's a
might
good
just do
binge.
that.
Yeah, it's a good binge. A lot of people are
Yeah,
saying it's the best
because
of the binge.
this is the movie that stopped me from watching Fast and Furious movies until, like, I think I got back up when the eighth one came out, and I was like, "All right, I'm gonna go back through and watch them again." I did
All
not watch
right.
four of them in a row
Yes.
because of this movie.
But now you're going back, right? Because now they tied it all back. You got your
I've seen them
completionist.
all. I've seen them all, yeah,
Of
so.
course you have. Of course you have.
I
Hey,
just love
let's.
how the dude is like a high school senior,
Yep.
and he genuinely looks like Derek Carr right now.
I was gonna talk about that too.
Like he
Like
is not a high school senior. That he looks like Derek Carr.
I believe Lucas Black was only like 23 also. Not like
Oh,
crazy.
only.
Not like crazy.
Only.
Well, he's not like Well, from like Jack from Airborne was like 28, 29. At least he
Yeah.
was.
Fair enough.
Hey, so Zachary Ty Bryan looked like a high school student, even though he wasn't. Like Lucas Black did not. Like Lucas Black was, he looked like he was 30 years old.
Did
And by the way, like that was sort of a theme throughout this whole movie is the fact that he is a high school kid, apparently, and all of his friends are high school kids, apparently. Are we led to believe that Han is in high school, or is Han
No,
like
he's
so
older.
why is Han hanging out with high school kids? Like,
that's just the race. That's just the drifting world, man.
Okay,
yeah,
the
seriously,
drifting
man.
World. You just go hang out with high school
DK,
kids, and
you never
delved into the D Dub.
Yeah,
geez. No,
seriously.
This grown ass man takes a high school kid under his wing and starts taking him to like clubs.
Owes him fucking money, man. What do you expect?
All right.
See, DK's not a high schooler either, but his little annoying henchman's in the high school. But DK's not.
Again, that doesn't make it better.
Like, he's Yakuza, though. You know, he goes to school.
Well, his uncle's Yakuza.
Come on.
A
fringe Yakuza.
Fringe Yakuza. All right, let me get through the cast here and everything else.
Real quick, did this movie cause Zachary Ty Bryan to his life to unravel?
Was this
no?
The start?
But I will say, because you brought it back up, when that first scene when they're driving, sitting there, the wife and I kind of looked at each other. We're like, well, the news about how he treats women kind of makes sense after this scene.
After see,
yeah, he doesn't really value them.
Did he go Daniel Day-Lewis and just like get so immersed in the role that he couldn't turn it off?
Kind
of thing.
Think so.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
so too.
Yeah, it went
yeah.
method.
Yeah,
it's
pure method. Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? Putting up a chick in a race. That's impressive. That is impressive. That happened a couple times in this movie. I think it did, right?
Yeah.
Because what's her name? Like Neela.
Neela
yeah,
was up.
They
for...
put up Neela up in a race too. Damn. This drifting scene is hardcore, man.
Do they do drifters like betroth women? Is that what they're doing? Is that what betrothing is? It's like you just, well, shit, you're with this person now.
I
got to
do
the hoco
and you and
with
you don't
them.
Have a choice. Yeah, you don't have a choice.
I lost this drifting.
You're with this guy now, so
I think it's kind of like the like the motorcycle gang world, where you know you just have the chicks that are in the motorcycle club, and you're just like, yeah, you're with him now, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think that's just how it works.
I'm pretty sure that's actually a thing.
Traffic. I feel like that is that trafficking.
Yes.
Borderline.
Yes.
Borderline, because
yes. That's legally frowned upon. Yes, I think technically they had a say in this movie. Like, I think the girl at the start, like it was her idea. So, like, how about you?
They had a little bit of agency. A
little bit of agency. So I think
they really did try to make it like it was her fault. Like she was like wanting it because she was talking to.
Well, because Zachary Ty Bryan's a douchebag, and she was tired of being with the douchebag. Yeah. And she wanted to be with this, like, criminal? Is he a criminal? Like, had he been in jail? Like,
well, they keep moving, so he doesn't go to juvie.
Threatened with jail, yeah.
Juvie
a lot.
Only.
It's like
juvie
a lot.
Also.
Yeah,
Let's
he's
be real,
threatened with
juvie.
Jail a lot, over and over again, to the point where they have to move a whole bunch every single time he does. Like, at some point, the track record is there, right? Don't you, like, put him in juvie for a little bit? Like...
I loved how the sheriffs in like Topeka were like, son, this is your last straw. One more move left in you before it's juvie time.
You're on thin ice, Boswell.
Like we already got you for two reckless driving charges.
they're gonna skate. Look at their parents. They donate to the high school football program.
By the way, like he himself, so like it is like it's one thing to like let them off because yes, they broke laws too, but he like lots of property damage, destroyed a car, reckless driving. Like you don't get to just move when that stuff happens, no matter how much of a slut your mom is. Like you don't.
All right. They implied that like she blew that cop, right?
Absolutely had sex with that cop.
To
allow the son to be able to move. And by the way, like Japan's just gonna let you move there? Like,
yeah, that's the other thing. There's no way this guy had a fucking passport just at like ready.
They're giving you a student visa, even though you're breaking.
Well, I think
well, his dad.
Well,
his
I'm
dad.
Guessing the dad, you know, Navy
military.
Guy, right?
He's living on a base.
I'm just saying. I do think there's probably a.
He could be high enough up where he gets to live off base and still be a part. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question about the dad.
He's decorated.
When we first see him, was that a prostitute?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, 100%. That was one of they call them Girl boy?
Courtesan?
No.
Courtesan? Like, I don't know. Geisha?
Are you thinking a lady boy?
A lady boy. It was definitely a lady boy.
It's not
A
where I thought you
100%.
were going.
No, it was a lady
Lady boy
boy.
is more like Thailand, like Phuket.
I
That's it.
know. I'm just saying. I think
Hey, you know what? Like, it's fine.
the jaw was pretty masculine.
I'm just asking the questions here.
I mean,
So,
I did.
okay, hang on. Because the movie goes on, and the dad is awfully judgmental. Like, the dad is awfully like, hey, you're under my roof. You're following my rules. You got to go to school on time. You got, which, the school on time thing, you got a curfew. Like, that went away day fucking one.
That's
Like,
what I
day
was gonna
also
say.
one. Like,
I loved he wakes up and it says the bus leaves at 7 a.m. to
Yeah. Where?
where? And the guy
Never,
somehow
never been in
navigates
Japan
the
before.
guy navigates Tokyo perfectly on
Yeah.
the train.
The
Okay.
subway, the Tokyo subway
Okay.
speaks and reads zero Japanese, yet, yeah, can navigate to this international school, right? I mean,
She's
even though the,
Australian? Yeah, like, right?
yeah, and Bow Wow's American, and the
Yep.
teacher's only speaking Japanese. So, yeah, it, some weird choices
Not he was set
that
up
from
for
the director and
success.
writer.
I think we can say that. He was.
But I am 100% with you where it was like, you're gonna live under my house, under my rules, and then he's out all night doing things, not coming home.
Every night.
I
No,
think they had one
my
scene.
My favorite part of the movie was when he came home on day one and the dad is sitting there
Drinking
like
like 10 beers
pounding
deep.
IPAs and he stands up and he goes, "Have you been racing?" It's whiskey on his breath.
Yeah.
I can
Have you been
tell.
smoking pot?
Have you been racing?
I can smell the nos on you, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I the writer and/or director combo of this, I don't know what world they're living in. They think it was like the 70s, like the high school scene. That was such like a 70s high school, like bullying and rah-rah, like football stuff and cheerleaders and jocks. I was just like, dude, this is like 2006. Like hazing and shit's like strict now.
Yeah, was not cool anymore. Yes.
Yeah, it's like, and I don't think people really care too much about like pep rallies and shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the director and writer really
Well,
thinking.
let me get into who those people are.
Yeah.
So the cast of this movie, Lucas Black was Sean Boswell, Zachary Ty Bryant was Clay, Soon Kang was Han, Brian T was DK, Natalie Kelly was Neela, Bow Wow was Twinkie. Nikki Griffin was Cindy. Linda Boyd was Ms. Bodwell, Boswell.
Possible.
Brian Goodman was Major Boswell. And that's it for the cast. Written by Chris. Yeah.
You are forgetting.
I'm forgetting a couple
S
people.
well, you're
Yeah.
forgetting the one big guy they got for this movie was Sonny Chiba to be the uncle. You know, he's like Hattori Hanzo,
Yes. Yes, from
and he
Kill
was in.
Bill.
You know, he
Yep.
was a massive Japanese movie guy for like 30
Legend.
years. Yeah.
Legends. Sonny Chiba was the uncle. Yeah.
Yes.
And there was a couple guys in this movie. Do you ever see Warrior? Like
The TV show?
TV
The
show.
show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the main guys from Warrior was like one of the goons of DK. You know what I mean? Like so not the main character in Warrior, but like his cousin or whatever, who's like
Yeah,
he's
the
with all the time, the really skinny guy who
skinny
like
guy. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that guy. I'll see. Written by Chris Morgan, who also wrote Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Wanted, 47 Ronin, Red One, and Fast and Furious, Fast Five, Fast and Furious Six, Furious Seven, Fate of the Furious, and Hobbs and Shaw. This guy wrote a whole bunch of them. Directed by Justin.
Just stunk.
It's awful. The Rock is just awful.
Directed by Justin Lin, who directed F9, Star Trek Beyond, FF6, Fast Five, and Fast and Furious. Ski, can you read the movies in order by title?
No,
Okay.
I do not
All
know. I do not
right.
know.
Because
Too
they're reading
Fast,
themselves.
Too Furious, The Fast and the Furious. I can't remember. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's and then it just
exactly.
goes like Fast Six. I think
Yep.
six is where they just
Fast Five.
stop trying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious. Yeah. Yeah. The fate of the Furious.
All I know is a too fast, too
Yeah, it's
furious.
the best.
Yeah.
Clearly. Budget for
Was that the second one?
Yes, that's the
Yeah.
second one.
Because it's
Yeah.
Too
Yep.
Fast, Too
That's the
Furious.
best. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Budget 85 million, box office 159. So easily the most hated, I think, movie of these of this series, but it still made money. So as if there was a
But
chance.
a lot less of all the other Fast and Furious movies, though.
That is correct. Yeah.
Can I like just as a general
Please.
thing, like, and I could be wrong, I didn't research it. When I watched it again the other night, I kind of realized that depending on what, as an American consumer of film, you are kind of subjected to, like, in different periods, like enemies. And so, like, the 1940s to 50s, 60s, whatever, it was like, Nazis, the Germans, 80s,
The
70s,
Japanese too
and
back then.
Japanese,
Yeah, big
right?
time.
And
That
then,
Japanese went away quick though. It was like the 40s, you hated the Japanese, but it seemed like after we dropped the bomb, like everyone's just like, all right, we don't really hate the
no, we were the
Japanese
bad
anymore.
guys.
Yeah, so
We had to retreat after that. That was kind of a bad, in all fairness, Pearl Harbor sucked, but two nukes, probably overboard. Not a great thing.
Yes.
But then, like, you go into like this late 70s into the 80s, maybe probably not even early 90s, but it was like Eastern Bloc
The
Europeans,
Ruskies,
the
yeah, they,
Ruskies, even if they weren't called the Ruskies, like in like a Top
Top
Gun and all
Gun,
that, we knew they were Ruskies.
yeah.
But there was a point from, like, I feel like 1996 to like 2006, where like evil Asians were the thing. Because they were just independent, they were all independently wealthy somehow, and they drove sick. Everything what they owned was extravagant, and it was like just evil Asians were a hot thing, and hot Asians where they were like, well, we're gonna make them a little hip hoppy and throw them in a Derek Jeter. There's gonna be one in the crew who wears a Derek Jeter jersey. They were really force feeding us the evil slash hot Asians for
I don't
about a
think
10-year period.
I feel like they weren't like evil though. They were just like the bad guys,
Well,
but
they
they
were
weren't
sinister. Okay, well, maybe evil's different. What?
like what was it, the first, is it the first Fast and the Furious where the main bad guy is Asian, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
that's, and he's not like that evil
But
in it. He's kind of just,
they're
no,
sinister,
they're
man.
gangsters. They're
They have
gangsters,
bad
yeah.
intentions, and they
Yeah.
have unlimited funds. Like,
Yeah.
now we're like, oh, well, the Saudis have unlimited funds. That's how, from like 1997 to 2009, in cinema, we were with Asians. We're like, well, they just have so much money. They can just wreck. He can just give them that car to wreck because it's funny. He has, it's no problem.
I think they liked the bad guy Asian trope because you could make them good looking, like you said, hip hoppy if you wanted. You
Exactly.
can't really fully do that with the Russians. They're too cold. The Asian guys are still upbeat and fun and stuff like that. So I think they kind of just
Hip hop culture.
pivoted. They pivoted to the fun villain, like the little, yeah.
Even like evil Asians were great villains there for a minute. Like
Exactly.
they
Yeah.
were. They were.
They were
They were
cool.
great. They were cool.
They
They
were
were cool.
aspirational. Yeah. Can I ask a question about how Han made enough money to just have throwaway cars? Like,
Well,
because
he was doing jobs with Dom. He was part of the family.
he was apparently, which
Yeah.
we find out later. Okay, but we don't know that in this movie. Like, we just are to assume that he is
To us,
rich from doing
yes.
like side deals from DK's business or something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
Like
he
you
was
said,
pocketing money.
yeah,
Well,
I mean, like
the
you said, like,
okay,
it doesn't
that's my,
matter. If you have
yeah.
Beyonce in the bed, when I
Yep.
call you, you do the job.
Yep.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's understood.
So like the money that he has in the bag that Bow Wow pulls out at the end, he's like, Han would want you to have this. It's like
That was Bow Wow's money.
oh, it was.
Yeah.
Okay,
He was just paid it
I
up.
thought he was hiding that for Han.
No, Bow Wow was just giving him that money so he could try to buy off, with to not get killed kind of
Gotcha.
thing. Because,
Gotcha.
Bow Wow's hustling
He is hustling.
nonstop.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Well, that's a shame. That's a shame seeing Bow Wow give up all that cash, man, because we saw him hustle the whole movie.
Yeah, hustling money and hustling women the whole movie. That's
he was
Bow
doing
Wow.
work.
That's Twink. Twink
That's
for you, right? In his Hulk car.
Yeah.
A choice. That was a choice.
The decision. It was funny because I think everybody watching the movie, even if you're a drifter, like saw that car reveal and had the same reaction that Boswell did. Or
it's like, is that a Scion?
The fuck
like,
is
what the
that?
fuck is that?
Yeah.
Is that a
Like,
Scion?
What? That's not a drifting car. Like, oh, speaking of which, the car they end up building for him at the end, like the fucking Mustang that they put a Nissan engine in, like there is no existence in which, one, a Mustang drifts. Two, a Mustang beats the car that DK had in a drifting race. Three, that a Mustang can drive down that hill. No fucking chance. No way. There's no steering radius that you could build on a Mustang that will allow you to make those turns under any circumstance.
Just
So
as an aside, a great line from the movie is, why is he called DK? He's the Drift King.
He's the
Drift
Drift
King.
So
dumb. So, well,
they
little
should have
fun
said,
fact
don't
for you.
know.
Well, a little fun fact for you. You know the two
Draft
guys.
Kings.
You know the
Draft
two guys that
Kings.
are. You know the two guys that are sitting there fishing, like while he's practicing his drifting.
Yeah.
Like in that lot.
Yeah, of course.
So one of the guys is act. There is a real person called the Drift King, and it's that guy. He's
Oh,
actually.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
That's
great.
great.
That's great.
Is the character based on him? Or he's
No,
just an actual guy. Okay.
He's just a guy that is good at drifting.
That would
Yeah.
be great. If that guy in the movie was like the nephew of a
Of a
Yakuza
Yakuza?
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you brought up them building out that Mustang, and I 100% agree. American cars don't turn very well.
They
It's not
can't. And
drift.
they're so fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Like, they're too heavy to be able to do any of that stuff. We know this. Anybody who played fucking Gran Turismo 2 on PlayStation 2 knows that you cannot fucking win races with a fucking Mustang. It is impossible.
What a reference. That's great. A PS2 GT2 reference.
We run it, we doing those 24-hour races. You ain't winning that shit in a fucking Mustang. Get out of here.
Yeah. But the fun thing is, you know, they're building that car for him, and it's just, why is Han's crew, like, Han just died in a fucking fireball.
Why are they helping him?
And they're helping this white guy that they've known for, how long do you think this movie takes place in the time span?
Yeah, like a month,
like
maybe?
a month,
a month or two. Yeah.
All of a sudden they're like, yeah, we'll spend all this time, effort, and money for you to race DK down the fucking mountain. Yeah, we're in.
Like, oh. And then when the race is actually happening and they're watching it on their flip phones.
Yeah.
Like,
that quality picture coming on your flip phone.
So I don't know that maybe 2006 flip phones had a way you could watch video. Like, maybe.
This is also Japan, you got to take into effect. So
that's what I was thinking
some,
too. So, like, so maybe you can get the internet on it. Maybe you can get Wi-Fi out in the country where they were at. Maybe those two things can happen. What cannot happen is somebody videotaping it so they can watch it on their flip phone. Where is the
Live,
video coming from live?
Yeah.
That they're watching the race on their flip phones. And why did nobody at any point in the making of this movie fucking think about that? Like, at any point, an actor can just be like, you know what? I own a flip phone. Like, you can't do this. Like, are we saying
again,
that maybe you can by the time the movie comes out? Because, like,
they're just saying Japan.
Oh, so it's the foreign for us. And, like, they can do that in Japan. We can't do it here yet.
So my main take on this movie
is
that they just wanted to show, like, Japan is cool. Like, because, you know, there's been a lot of movies through the 80s and 90s of showing Japan, but it was more like, you know, like when we watch Mr. Baseball, it was more like a culture clash kind of thing. Like, oh, look at this, the gaijin in fucking Japan. This is more of like, we're gonna promote like the cool like nightlife stuff, you know, all the cool edgy stuff of Japan, which hadn't been seen in like a ton of movies.
Dude, what movies has Japan looked shitty in.
Oh, Gazira?
I'm trying to think. Well, yeah, like Japan looks cool until Godzilla destroys it. Like,
Karate Kid 2?
Or is that they make Japan look like all run down and busted?
Yeah, it makes it look old. Like,
but still cool because it's got like
Bad News Bears go to Japan.
That's true. Bad News Bears go to Japan because it was in the 80s, and as we know, like everything in the 80s was disgusting.
Well, even Mr.
Reagan.
Yeah, old Reaganomics there even kicked in.
Ronnie.
Every human being was ugly. Like the ground was dirty no matter where you went. Like everything was gross.
Cigarette butts everywhere.
Yeah. That this movie was missing the Asian kids smoking, chain smoking.
That's true.
Is Tokyo a top five place you guys would want to visit?
Without question. Yeah.
Top three.
Yes. It's I think it's one
top
for
two.
Me. I think it's one.
Probably one for me as well too.
Yeah. Definitely top three for me.
Yeah. We should go as a podcast.
Be sick. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, cool.
We need more bits. If we get more bits, then we can go.
Twitch.tv/TSBpod. Hit us bits in the chat, boys.
No, but like I said, even like Mr. Baseball.
Send us to Tokyo.
Send us to Tokyo. We'll do the pod from Tokyo. Yeah.
Like Mr. Baseball didn't have like the glitz and glam of Japan like this.
I guess.
Is that even filmed in Japan?
It must have been.
I don't even think this was really filmed in Japan a lot.
Fair.
They got something. I think a lot of this was filmed in LA.
Yeah, that checks out on a sound.
But yeah, because this was the cool, you know, you see all the Japanese girls in like the crazy outfits and the, oh my God, the two girls on either side, the ready, the set to, then go. Yeah, it was like,
bro, that's a video game.
It was very video game esque. Yep. Yeah, I think that was the point, though.
Yep. Yeah.
And honestly, the first two Tokyo.
He has so many takes on this movie.
The first two Fast and the Furious movies. You know, it's like racing down the streets and shit like that, and doing crazy. You know, like
family.
What 100 yard, quarter mile at a time, right? To do the Japanese version,
stealing TV DVD combo players or TV VHS players or whatever. Yeah.
But like for Japan, it's like, well, we can't really do street racing because there's a billion people here and it's not a very big city. Yeah. So we have to do it in this fucking parking garage. And just that's the whole Drift King stuff is because they can't go straight. You can't go fast and straight at all in Japan.
Yeah. That was funny when the first time he went to look at the first time he sees drifting cars and whatnot, they're in a parking garage and there's a DJ playing in the fucking parking garage with normal parking garage lighting. There's like nothing special about it. It's not a club. Somebody took two turntables and a microphone, set it up in a parking garage, and a bunch of chicks showed up.
is that a Beck reference?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
two turntables and a microphone.
Where it's at.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. But you juxtapose that in the first scene, or not the first scene, but the first racing scene in the first movie. You know, it's the same thing. All the people with their cars, they're all around, like kind of partying and stuff. But it's a real race. That just kills me in this movie. The racing up like three stories of this parking garage.
Yep. Well, we should probably grade this soon. Any other final thoughts on it? I'm trying to think. I feel like I like you, Ski, has so many fucking takes on this movie.
It's
like there are so many goddamn ridiculous things in this movie. I know that's like a theme for these, but it's like,
I mean, I just can't get over it. It's more of the little stuff of like, oh, we're supposed to believe he learns Japanese in a month, and like you said, or did he find knows how to navigate the fucking subway system?
And I'm pretty sure he went to school like twice. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like the whole time he was there. Yeah. And why do chicks like him? He's kind of a dick and he breaks laws. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's grade this. It is.
He's also he's like a muscly guy that's not that muscly.
So it's a listener movie, comes from MT Booble. Ski, I think you should start. You've been talking the most today.
I should start. All right.
What are we doing it out of?
Yeah.
11 this week because there are
11.
11 Fast and the Furious.
Okay. All right.
All right. I don't, if this was like a standalone, if it didn't say Fast and the Furious on it, I'd be like, oh, that's not a terrible movie, right? You know, it's a new, and I'm gonna give it a 5.75 out of 11.
Okay.
It's
I'm going 6 out of 11. I'll give it a good solid 6.
4.5. I didn't really like it.
Yeah. The movie's not good.
The guy looked like Andrew Luck, and it just
Is it the
didn't work
ball?
for
Is
me.
it the balding,
It's a
like the
balding high
thinning?
school guy.
Yeah.
Yes, he was like 35.